Here comes that rainy day feeling again. And soon my tears, they will be falling like rain.
Now that is the bittersweetness of the heat. We need those extreme high temperatures to draw the moisture in. And yeah, man, we could sure use some moisture all over the state. It just seems like everywhere you turn right now, there's a plume of smoke and a new fire starting somewhere. And bring on the rain.
Bring on the rain. I love it.
And what are we going to do with that rain when it hits our property? That's what we're talking about today with Farmer Greg. If you'd like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions, 411-923, or email info. At rosieonthehouse.com.
So let's talk about the thought process of getting a system in on your house. Shall we do that?
Let's do it.
All right. I always encourage people to think through the whole process before you actually move forward. Art Ludwig, who wrote the book on gray water harvesting, it's called Create an Oasis with Gray Water, says that there is not one way to do it. He's got this really great quote. It's the one universally applicable principle for all gray water systems is, and I'm going to say gray water, rainwater, water harvesting systems, is there is no universally applicable principle. So you have to take a look at your space. You have to take a look at your space and see what's going to work in your space. So there's five components that you want to take a look at when you're looking at putting some kind of water harvesting system in place. First of all, what's the water? Where does it come from? Where are all the places it come from? As we talked about in the first segment, there's a bunch of places that are possible. So the water source. The next one is collection and distribution. How are you going to get it from where it lands to where you want it? The next one is your tank, your filter, your pump. And this is straight out of Art Ludwig's book. And as we talked last segment, I'm not a great fan of storing water. But that is one of the components that you need to consider. It's the tank, the filter, and the pump, all that distribution system, plumbing, and that kind of stuff. The fourth thing you want to take a look at is your landscape. And then the fifth place is your place, your design. And you want to then wrap it all together and put it together in one piece. That's the process that I walk people through to think about how to get that water planted in their yard.
It's expensive to move water, and CAP makes no qualms about it. They openly admit and say, hey, we are the biggest energy consumer in the state. Moving water is expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and that's why I'm a fan of doing it as passively as possible. So let's talk about passive water harvesting. Basically, what that means is that the water that hits my roof, I direct it in a way that it gets into the place where I want it in my yard via gravity. So there's no pump, there's no filter, there's no tank. It gets used immediately. That is passive. I have a rainwater harvesting system here. I actually have two of them on my back porch, and I call this the legacy of my rainwater harvesting systems. And one of them is a rainwater harvesting tank. I put it in 2004. We did a class here with the crew from Tucson, which included Dan Dorsey and Brad Lancaster, who wrote the book on rainwater harvesting. And it cost $1,500 for the tank, which is about what a tank would cost these days, and then installation on top of that. We did it inside of a class here. What we're looking at is the cost of the tank and then the cost of the insulation. For a tank is generally about $2,500. So we have to take a look at, does that make sense? And there are places in the state where that absolutely makes sense. My friend Barbara Rose lives in Marana, and she lives on a well and rainwater harvesting. So she's got a tank on every corner of her house. Me at the urban farm, however, right in the middle of Phoenix with very inexpensive water for the time being, having a $2,500 rainwater harvesting tank in my yard is not the best investment. So that's the rainwater that is on the north side of my backyard, coming off of the roof.
What size tank is that, Greg?
It is a 4-foot diameter, 7-foot tall culvert. So when we put tanks in, we use the metal culverts that go underneath roads.
Okay.
And there's a place, down in Casa Grande, you can buy them, and there's a whole process to put them in. And if anybody's interested, I think I have that data. In fact, I'll get that data on our urbanfarmwater.com website that I'll mention here in a little while.
Urbanfarmwater.com. I was just curious. You were talking about what it costs, and I was just wondering, is that 100 gallons? Is that 400 gallons? Is it 800 gallons? So, okay.
Got it.
Now I got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that tank is about 750 gallons.
Okay.
For $2,500. And what we did is we prepared the ground underneath the tank, and we dug trenches underneath the tank so that the water, we wouldn't breach the side of the tank. And then we laid the plumbing in the bottom. We stood the tank up on its end, and we poured about 1,000 pounds of concrete in the bottom of it. And then we sealed it with a nice food grade sealer and put a lid on it. So that's the water tank in my backyard. And it's kind of expensive. You know, the tank itself was $1,500. I figure it's going to take me, at saving $5 to $10 a month, it's going to take me about 30 years to pay for it.
And you know the worst part about that, Greg? We're already 16 years into that.
I know, right?
Tick tock, tick tock.
More with Farmer Greg and water harvesting here at Rosie on the House after bottom of the hour news. We'll be back.